Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I've just made a nice cup of tea. It's one of the things that I have no intention of giving up. I have no plans to give up drinking tea just because I have moved to Japan. And luckily enough, I am able to get the same tea bags that I can get in, or that I normally buy in England, in Japan. Through Amazon, and it's weird because it's a special, like, Japanese version of the packet. It's the same brand, it tastes like the same tea. It might be a slight bit different. I've actually got, when my parents came over, they bought me like a really big, like, I didn't have many tea bags, like about 500 maybe 600 tea bags, brought over for me, over to me from England. So I could compare them. I could try these, like, Japanese ones and the, you know, the original British ones and see if there's a difference between them, because sometimes there is. So they're called PG tips, in case you're interested. That's the tea that I normally drink in England. Maybe you can get in other countries too, if you can get it in Japan, probably. But yeah, like I say, sometimes the things that you get, like British things that you get in other countries, are a bit different. I've had beer, British beer, like, that wasn't made in Britain, and the flavour was different to what it's normally like. And McVitie's digestive biscuits as well, they're smaller in Japan, and they do taste slightly different, but mostly the same. Anyway, there's other examples, but let's not go on about that, because I actually don't want to talk about British food products this morning. I wanted to talk about driving, or more like getting a driver's license in England after the last episode, when I told you that, you know, I was trying to get my hands on a Japanese driver's license, just so my driver's license doesn't expire and then I'm left with no driver's license at all. That would not be good. So I wanted to tell you about the whole experience of learning to drive in England, and I sort of realized that it might be a little bit fuzzy, I think is a good word. My memory of the whole experience is a little bit fuzzy because it was a long time ago. You know, I was, I think I was a teenager when I got my driver's license. You can start learning to drive probably at 17. Is it in the UK? I think you can drive a like a low powered motorbike. I think it's at 17, like a scooter, a motor scooter at 17 or something like that. And then I think you can drive a car at the age of 18. So I don't know. Maybe I got my driver's license around 18 or 19 or something like that. Actually, I could just work it out, because I know the year that I got my driver's license in, but I'm lazy, and it's not that important anyway. So, yeah, let's just say around, like, 18 or 19. And in order to get it, what most people do in the UK, I don't know if there's any other way of learning to drive. But I think what we all do in the UK is we hire a... No, actually, there is another way of learning to drive. Okay, so what most people do is they get a teacher. They hire a driving instructor is what we call them. And that can be anyone. That can be like an independent person, just like one person who set up their own driving instructor school business. Or it can be a company that employs like hundreds of driving instructors, driving teachers. I went with an independent driving instructor, this man. I can't remember his name. It was a long time ago. I do remember that he always used to wear sunglasses. Every single day, I think he wore sunglasses. I don't know why. I never asked him. Anyway, he was a nice chap, a nice fellow. And every week for, I think, almost an entire year, I had driving lessons with him. And I think when some people hear that, like, wow, a whole year, that seems like a long time. But I got the impression that it's quite normal in the UK to spend a long time. If you're just having like one lesson a week, to spend a long time driving. Having driving lessons. And I said to him that I wanted to become like really comfortable driving a car before I took the lesson. Because every time you have the lesson, you have to pay money for the lesson. And so I wanted him to sort of say to me, I think you are ready to take the lesson and I think you will pass. You know, you will just, it'll be pretty easy to pass because you've had so much experience driving and I'm confident in your ability to pass the test. So I think it was about, I don't think it was a whole year, but I think it was, you know, most of a year I was learning to drive once a week. So maybe I had like 40 lessons or something like that. You can have many lessons in one day. You can have many lessons in 1 week, but this is just the way I did it. And I remember it cost, I think, £20 for a lesson. So like around 40 lessons, £20, you can work out how much in total it cost. So I remember my first lesson pretty well, actually, considering how long ago it was. I remember where he took me to. So what happened was I got in, he pulled up outside my house in his like special driving car, like driving instructor car. So I should probably explain first, the driving instructor cars we have, and probably other places in the world have like not two steering wheels, but two sets of pedals. So he could operate the brake and the accelerator pedal, because we drive manual cars in England, not automatics. There are some automatics, but they're really, really rare. Almost everyone drives a manual car. So he's got three pedals, clutch, accelerator, and brake pedal. And we don't call it the gas pedal because we don't call it gas in England like the Americans do. Gas is something completely different that you use to cook food with. Gas is not petrol. Petrol we put in the car. So we set off in this special driving instructor modified car, and he was driving in the driver's seat, and he took me to this place that was about 20 minutes away or something, maybe 15 minutes away from my house, and it was just a normal road, but a quiet road. Like there were cars on it, but they were all parked, you know, they were stationary, they were not moving, and there were houses all the way along the road. So it wasn't like the countryside or anything, it was just a normal, quiet, suburban road. And we changed over, and then he gave me, you know, told me what to do. And I already knew about the basics of driving a car. I knew what you were supposed to do with the clutch and the accelerator and so on, and the gears and whatnot. But he explained it all to me anyway. And I had to go. and I got the car to move. I can't remember if I stalled the car. Stalling just means like, you know, you do something wrong and the engine stops. I can't remember if I stalled or not, or if I just started going straight away. But anyway, I was driving along this road very slowly, and I thought, this is okay. This is, you know, no problem. Just no cars here. Very relaxing. And then we got to the end of the road, and he said, okay, now just pull out to the right and carry along that road. And I thought, hang on a minute. That road is a real road. That road's got cars on it. I've just been driving for like 1 minute, and now you want me to drive on a real road with real cars? And so I pulled off onto this road, and I was driving along, and I remember thinking, this is ridiculous. You know, this is like a really stupid idea. If I just move this steering wheel like a bit to the right, then I will crash into a car coming in the opposite direction. And I was thinking, how has this person got so much confidence in my ability to drive after 1 minute? I think if I was a driving instructor, like a driving teacher, I would, you know, I would really want to to see like that someone can operate the car very well, you know, control the car very well before taking them out onto a real road. But that is usually the way we do it in the UK. I don't know if people go onto the road so quickly, but I mean, people usually learn on the road. In Japan, I think it's more common to go to like a special like driving center. And I've seen it. Like this place I went to the other day, that was a special driving center, and they've got their own little like a model road system. So they've got like, I don't know if they've got roundabouts in Japan, but maybe they've got like roundabouts, and they've got corners, and they've got like fake traffic lights on there, and like all different types of road layouts for you to drive around. But it's not a real road. And I think, I'm going to have to check with my wife, but I think that when Japanese people are learning to drive, they don't actually go onto the road. I need to check, because if they don't, to me, that seems also dangerous. You know, like you just spend all of your time going around a little course, and then like you pass your test, and then you can just go out on the road by yourself. Maybe that's wrong. I hope that's wrong. But yeah, it was really weird for me to just get out there on the road, you know, after like 1 minute, and just think like, wow, if I make a mistake now, it could be a disaster, you know, I might die or injure someone. So it really is a big shock, and you really do pay attention. I remember every time I came back from my driver's lesson, I felt really tired because I was just concentrating so much. I didn't want to make a mistake because, you know, how dangerous it can be. But I think it's good to have some experience driving on the road. So all of the time that I was learning to drive, I was learning to drive on a road with other cars. And sometimes they were fast roads, you know, like 70 miles per hour, which is, I don't know, probably like 100 kilometers per hour or something on these roads. And sometimes I was just driving along thinking like, I don't know if I should be going this fast yet. I don't know if I'm ready for this yet. But I guess, you know, the driving instructor had seen many, many students, and he must have had confidence in my ability to drive this car. So that's what we did. But it was a weird feeling driving on the road with all the other cars and, you know, just being like a normal driver, I guess, when I hadn't even passed my test yet. Although I did have those L plates I mentioned in the last episode, like white squares with the red L stuck on the car so that other people knew that I was learning. But anyway, that's not the only way that you can learn to drive a car. I think there's this, maybe I'm making it up, you know, maybe I've got it this wrong, but I think that anyone can teach you to drive a car. And then you can have a test. Like, I'm pretty sure... Yeah, actually, no, this is true. I'm not making it up. So I could, for example... So my father, if he wanted to, could have put L plates on his car. I could have gone out with him, and I could have driven his car, and he could have taught me to drive. And then I would take my test and, you know, pass or fail my test. Obviously, he can't give me the test. He can't mark my test because he's not a driving instructor. But he can teach me to learn to drive. And I don't have to have a driving instructor. And when I'm learning, I can just, you know, have my father or a friend. They have to have the right insurance for their car, the right car insurance. But anyone can teach you to drive, I believe, which I think is really weird. Very strange rule. But yeah, that's the way it is in the UK. I don't know what it's like in other countries. But yeah, I like the idea that you learn to drive on the road with real cars. It's just a bit scary. But I did it. After like almost a year, my driving instructor said to me, you know, you can take the test now. I think you're going to pass it. You know, I'm confident in your ability. And I took the test and I passed it first time, which not everyone does. Quite a few people have to have like a second attempt or a third attempt or so on. So I was quite happy about that. But I do remember on the driving test, I was reversing around a corner and I thought I touched the corner with the wheel of the car, the tire of the car, which apparently should be like an instant fail. But I didn't, I passed. So I'm not sure if, the driving examiner I was with didn't notice this mistake, or maybe I didn't touch the curb, like the edge of the pavement, the curb. I don't know if I didn't touch it, or mean, maybe I just imagined it, or maybe they didn't notice, but I thought, I'm not going to ask. You know, they said like, well done, you've passed, you've got, you know, good marks. And I was, part of me wanted to say, hang on, what about that time when I hit the curb with the car, when the tire hit it? But I thought, I'm not going to ask, just in case they say, oh yeah, I remember that, you failed. But you know, when I say touched, I mean like just very, very gently touched, not like bang or anything like that, not like hitting it. So maybe it's no problem at all. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's my learning to drive experience. I think there was one or two times when the driving instructor had to use the brakes because I was turning a corner and I wasn't quite turning quickly enough and the car was going a bit too quickly around the corner. And so the car was going out into the other side of the road. But there's nothing really... eventful, like no serious events happened, just pretty normal learning to drive experience for me. And yeah, it was weird just to have, just being reminded about all of this stuff when I went to try and get my license exchanged recently. So with any luck, I will soon be the proud owner of a sort of like beginner's driver's license all over again. And if I do end up getting a car, or perhaps if I borrow my wife's family's car, then I can put these like special beginner stickers on the car, and that will be the first experience I've ever had of doing that. Anyway, if there are any of you out there listening to this podcast who are currently learning to drive, I wish you the best of luck with that. Until next time, bye bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.